Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you, Father God, for your word that enlightens us and motivates us every day, and we abide, it's a permanent priesthood that we now partake of in Jesus, and in you, and in the Holy Spirit, and in the love for your word, and so we enjoy your provision and your goodness, Father God, because that's what we were made for. And we thank you that you have restored us to that in Jesus' name. Amen. Our readings is Psalm 110, guys, and it's verse 4. Yeah.
Yahweh has taken a solemn oath and will never back away from it, saying, "You are a priest for eternity after the manner of Melchizedek."
Hallelujah. So speaking about Jesus, he's a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And when we go and look up and see a bit about Melchizedek, what's it talking about? It's talking about a king of righteousness and a king of peace. And what I perceive, you know, when you understand what he's king, he knows all about right standing. He knows all about that which is right. And why is that? Is because he knows man has been made in the image and likeness of God. Remember Genesis, come let us make man in our image and likeness. So what happened? We missed the mark through Adam. But this king of righteousness, king of everything that is right, has come and he has restored that to us. That's what we partake the God of. We partake of the God quality of life. We partake of the God quality of presence and provision and favor. So all that, it brings us peace. That's why I like that. If I put the two together, you can't have peace if you haven't got righteousness. You're not in right standing with God. So Jesus has come. He demonstrated the rights of being a child of the living God, from baby to young man to father. And then he went and died. Amen. Led captivity captive. Was ushered into the Holy of Holies, and it's from this fullness he ministers, and it's from this fullness we partake of as we believe what he believes, what this high priest tells us. He's our shepherd, he's our big brother, he's our Lord, he's our Savior. We partake then and we enjoy those benefits, because where his finger points, his hand is also. So it's a God quality of life is back. Amen. Everything is here. Everything pertaining to life and godliness. So any of these funny things, one day, not now, it's all been, it's not the case. Now, faith is now. And faith is what is the king of righteousness that brings peace saying to you. So it's found in submission. I loved last night we were sharing, and one pastor mentioned, you know, we don't know when really when Jesus was born and in this world, but what we do know is when Jesus became marvelous to us, and that's the day when the light rises for us and gets brighter and brighter to full day. So guys, that is so important, that we have surrendered, we are in submission, we are developing on schedule, and we are embracing that we are the God quality of people with the God quality of life flowing through us, because of the perfect work of Jesus. He's able to save to the uttermost in every way. There's no lie of the evil one. There's none of this deception that is here and wanting to take over can take root in us if we keep our eyes and our ears, spiritual eyes and spiritual ears open to the almighty in Christ Jesus, because our lives are hid with Christ in God.
Thank you, Lord, that we can come in and out of the Holy of Holies, and not like the priests of the Old Testament, once in their lifetime maybe. Thank you, Lord, that you are available, and that we can hear from you every second of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.